Felony charges have been filed against the driver of the pickup truck that crashed last Tuesday into a shipping container near Dutch Harbor. Police have identified the driver as 28-year-old David L. Woolley of Kodiak. He had been the engineer aboard the Kodiak-based fishing vessel Irene H., which had been longlining for halibut. Unalaska Public Safety Sergeant Mike Holman says two counts of first-degree assault have been filed, as well as misdemeanor charges of reckless endangerment.
The injuries are so severe that the district attorney recommended charging assault in the first degree. You know, broken neck, substantial damage to the nose on the other individual. And then reckless endangerment charges, the district attorney wanted to file those because of the nature of the driving that occurred prior up before the accident. Was likely to cause injury.
Passenger Stephen Ludholm of Pueblo, Colorado, had suffered facial injuries. Officers found him on the floor of the Grand Illusion Hotel at about 3:41 a.m., also injured with a broken jaw, arm, and internal injuries was 25-year-old Onus Forbesargan of Homer. A third passenger, 25-year-old Thomas Vigil of Gig Harbor, Washington, did not appear as seriously injured and denied medical treatment. The vehicle had been a rented Ford F-150, which the police report described as a total loss. Woolley is also charged with tampering of evidence. Woolley and the others had left the scene of the crash off East Point Road. Some made their way to the Grand Illusion Hotel. Woolley called a friend for a ride from the Safeway parking lot.
We served a search warrant on his vessel where he had hidden the clothes that he had been wearing during the accident. And they have blood and trace evidence from the airbag that was deployed in the accident.
The police report described numerous liquor bottles found inside the truck, and those involved appeared highly intoxicated. Woolley, who was allegedly driving on a suspended license, has also been charged with driving under the influence. Despite having a fractured neck, police say Woolley gave clinic doctors and nurses the slip by fleeing his hospital bed with IVs still attached.
He decided that he didn't want to be there. He got up when the clinic staff wasn't observing him, walked out in the parking lot, and there was a van outside that he got into and caught a ride back to his vessel. It was docked at Westward.
Police retrieved him, and Woolley, Besargan, and Ludholm were medevaced to Anchorage that afternoon. Woolley has not been arraigned. Police say they are now preparing an arrest warrant.